Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Rapping the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Interface complete.
Watch the ball start shooting.
Baby, right there. Always Just a minute. You know what I'm saying? We live right here on Thoughtless Thursdays. And, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be covering, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Thoughtless Thursdays, basically. You know, someone who does shit without thinking, you know what I'm saying? Or say shit without thinking. Just say shit off the top of their head and ain't thinking about the consequences. That's a thoughtless person, you know what I'm saying? So, that's today's show, you know what I'm saying? Topic, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And also giving our condolences and, you know, brief representation from my dog Gangsta, the leader of the gang group Gangsta, Mr. Guru, who passed away at age 47 of cancer. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to cover that in a few. I'm trying to get a few songs uploaded. So, you know what I'm saying, if y'all didn't know who he was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go ahead and presented to the world, and I mean the world. I got a couple of songs because I'm trying to, go overload some tracks and then come back and put y'all up in the note. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Singapore, Alexander up in here, Washington. You know, same as Heavenly Angel, of course, the Netherlands. We always smoking and toking worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Side Nine. All right, here we go. This is a little bit of Tennessee up in here. Nashville, you know what I'm saying? Memphis. Shouts out to all the Tennessee areas out there. This is F1 Diamond, you know what I'm saying? God loves the hood. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big right here. Live, Reckoning Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Pride.
Yeah. I gotta put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on, I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? B. Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderville, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block, deep floors, mainly moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail for selling no drugs. That doesn't mean they done some wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah.
If the last should be first, that means the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait, hold on. Yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the stars, to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we leaned on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block. Yeah, 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, love the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, put on your head in the air, let him know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your hands in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love him back, huh? Do you love him back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
Get you people on the floor and have your friends join the party, so I'm buying drinks galore. You know, you're here but acting like a no-show. If you don't want to vibe, my, there's the front door. Green light, John Legend, boo, everything's a go. Go show me that movie, you've been in touch of 10 toes. Now you rocking the boldest like Aaliyah in the flesh. Yes, as I take a toe cold. As I move on to the next quote, yeah. Trying to get you in the back cause it's dark about a coach. You know, ma, I ain't trying to f*** your flow. You taste good like food, it got a scuff of choke, choke. Smell a real sweet with a special kind of glow, yeah. But your boy wanna see you continue rocking and poke. Oh, goodbye, baby. Uh-huh. My rock the boat with your thighs all crazy. My friends feeling high and all wavy. The flow is insane. Watch me drive them all crazy. Got them all hazy. Sipping on great geese. Then they realize they surrounded by the straight cheese. They in the midst of straight G. Round table of thugs with means in between them. And you got a slight chance to greet one. My rock the boat, you might believe him with a green gun. Never seen a true dawn with girl, you just seen one. Type of cloth you cut from, you ain't never seen one. You don't want a chance, he's trying to give you a reason. The season, so please us. My stop, tease on. Jump onto the wave and let your boat rock. Wanna see it move up and down like Rice is epic. Rock.
dog. Gotta make this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dog. Niggas out here killing, so I keep it on my hip, dog. Fucking hate the fuck a bitch, niggas trying to get rid. Stack more stacks on top of that, it's a fact, dog. Clicking with these hoes, I ain't worried about that, dog. Clicking like a cat, it always come back, dog. Change over strain like the sword of fourth black, dog. Riding down Palmdale, better yet, I'm coasting. Cracking up the pioneers, riding slow motion. Up in my left hand, I'm sipping on that potion. With the ball, the boys know what I'm roasting. That good green, it feel like I'm floating. A paper jay, listen, have your bitch wide open. Nick Winsell, Palmdale, I've spoken. Play no game, I'm the hottest thing smoking.
Who am I? He is I, and I'm him. Go against the grain, fuck the rest of them. I don't know cover, but they looking kinda grim. I dump the rap game without touching the rim. I'm a beast man, yeah, I'm knocking out brim. And I ain't did nothing unless they got me on film. I'm a heavyweight working out in the gym. I'm outstanding, boy, yeah, them chances are slim.
Gotta get grip, so a nigga gotta skip, dawg. Gotta make this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dawg. Killing, so I keep it on my hip, dog. Fuck the hate, the fuck the bitch. Niggas trying to get rid. Stack more stacks on top of that. It's a fact, dog. Tricking with these hoes. I ain't worried about that, dog. Cooking like a cat, it always come back, dog. Change over strain like the sorted for black, dog.
What up, homie? I know you don't know me. I'm better off known as the low key OG. CG's a kept it gutter since a nigga stood 4 feet. I'm always on the grind, so a nigga gets no sleep. I don't ride no more than 4D. You can hear me in your speakers beating down your street. I'm floating flying high, trying to come up on some chips, dawg. Keep a heater with me, the ones with it in the clip, dawg.
Gotta get grip, so a nigga gotta skip, dawg. Gotta get this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dawg. Niggas out here killing, so I keep it on my hip, dawg. Fuck a hater, fuck a bitch. Niggas trying to get rid. Stack more stacks on top of that, that's a fact, dawg. Tricking with these hoes, man, I ain't worried about that, dawg. It always come back, dog. Change over strains like the 44 black, dog. Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you ride?
Where you ride?
Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you ride?
Where you ride?
Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you?
Where you?
Where you?
Where you?
Where you ride?
Where you ride?
Gon' get 'em, yeah, gon' get 'em. Gon' get 'em,
sound off,
gon' get 'em. 1, 2,
sound off,
gon' get 'em, gon' get 'em, yeah, yeah.
Man, what the fuck is that? You get a problem, man, that when your computer keep popping up, talking about can't motherfucking install some goddamn plug-in, and it jams the whole goddamn computer up. Or you get some shit talking about some of your fucking scripts. Can't read the goddamn script, some bullshit. Man, that shit pisses me off. Jams all my shit up. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man, right here live, Faultless Thursdays. Trying to get some more information on Guru, you know what I'm saying? The leader of the group, Gangstar, you know what I'm saying? Famous songs such as Mass Appeal and, you know what I'm saying? He had a lot of good music out there. And, I don't know what happened, and I just want to find out. But he had a real big beef with, you know what I'm saying, his old DJ Premier. You know what I'm saying? He fell out real major and shit. And I don't know, fucking free stickers. And yeah, even when a person dies, man, if they pass off some motherfucking bad words on you, you know you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? If a person don't even want to make amends on their deathbed, you know you kind of fucked up. And that's the situation that you know what I'm saying, Guru. And I ain't. Wow, that was kind of. Crazy there, but we're working on some music, trying to upload a couple of tracks if we can. That damn Frostwire bullshit doesn't seem to be loading, so we can't look up any individual tracks. That's what I've been trying to fill in, just for a moment, Fuck it, I'll give you some commentary on them, though. I'm go ahead and do that real quick. Because some people are saying, like, who is Gangsta? You know what I'm saying? I personally, you know what I'm saying, grew up on listening to him, a couple of his records and that good shit like that. And matter of fact, let me see something. Hold on. Probably play this Mass Appeal, man. Because I got Mass Appeal. This is posted Daily Motion. DailyMotion.com. Let's see if we can hear it. Here's some Gangsta people. New York! There you go. Yeah, this is Mass Appeal, you know what I'm saying? This is one of his famous songs. Came out with an album called Jazzmatazz, which is a solo project. But this is some old school right here. Alright, we're using them as the background. Let me give y'all a little battle, you know what I'm saying? A little background on them. He actually died at the age of 47. You know what I'm saying? They got it 43. But his real name was Keith Elam. He suffered a cardiac arrest on March 2nd and had been in a coma since then. You know what I'm saying? The world has lost one of the best MCs and hip-hop icons of all time. And this is coming from a few statements off of Billboard.com. And my loyal best friend, partner, and brother, Guru, reached the statement. Guru has been battling cancer for well over a year and has lost his battle. This is a matter that Guru wanted private until he could beat it, but tragically, this did not happen. The cancer took him. Now the world has lost a great man and a true genius. Accompanying the statement was a letter apparently written by Guru before his death and passed on to Solar, that would appear to maintain a beef Guru had with DJ Premier. Premier and Guru made up the hip-hop duo Gangsta, which released 6 albums between 1989 and 2003. And this is quotations from Mr. Guru. I, Guru, am writing this letter to my fans, friends, and loved ones around the world. I have had a long battle with cancer and have succumbed to the disease. The letter reads, I do not wish my ex-DJ to have anything to do with my name, likeness, events, tributes, and etc. connected in any way to my situation, including any use of my name or circumstance for any reason, and I have instructed my lawyers to enforce this, continues the letter. I had nothing to do with him in life for over 7 years and want nothing to do with him in death. Solar has my life story and is well informed on my family situation, as well as the real reason for separating from ex-DJ. Damn, he don't even say his name. In addition to his work with Gangsta, Guru released an acclaimed series of Jazzmatazz albums that fuse hip-hop with jazz and feature collaborations with Courtney Pine, Roy Ayers, and Kool Keith. Yeah. One of the greatest MCs. He shined on Flip the Script from Daily Operation. Yeah, all right. This is some comments, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Mr. G, the world is much lonelier without you in it. Stay sweet. Big love from Edinburgh, Scotland. You know what I'm saying? This is all the way around the world, you know what I'm saying? Even in London. Man, your music was always on point. From all the hip-hop heads in the London, England, UK, the man had mass appeal. That's real, you know what I'm saying? And he was a very conscious lyricist. Sorry he lost his life to cancer of all things. Heart goes out to his closest loved ones and beyond. Peace out to Guru. You know my Steve. And also, Uncle F is going to be doing a tribute tonight on his show at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So I do know Florida UFO know about Guru. Because down here, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop was in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop back in the 80s was, you know, one of our major stress release, man, is through the music. And, you know what I'm saying, he was one of the icons, man, that helped set everything off. Okay, and we finally up. So let me type up, let's see if I can get a couple of searches on. And I'm going to bring y'all some music in just a minute, you know what I'm saying? But before we get into the nutty news. So let me play y'all a little Motor, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to MotorHipHop.com, Sucker Proof DJs. Your boy Smell So Good is officially going on tour starting tonight until the 26th, you know what I'm saying? It's the official takeover tour featuring the two-man army, the official two-man army. And y'all can check them out at www.theofficialtwomanarmy.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Young Art, Young Ron. Got a whole list of people that's going to be on the tour performing at various clubs throughout Tampa. And then we're going to be moving these things off to a couple of different states. And if the sponsorship get right, man, we can take this thing around the world. Coming right back at you. This is Motor. I Must Be High. Right here live.
Now my It's crazy how people always thinking backward, like right is wrong, wrong is right. Like if you trying to do something positive, then you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, so when I say I must be high, I'm saying, oh yeah, I must be high. I must be the high one. Motherfucker, get your shit right, get your shit straight. Hood to hood.
I must be high.
Gangsta for life. Real back to this song.
Anyway, gangsta for life.
Anyway, yeah.
Where them I do? Where them I try? My arrow will fly into the sky. Got me no borrow, me money buy. A boy would die. Where them a do? Where them a try? My road will fly into the sky. Got me no borrow, me money buy. My road will fly.
Anyway, me no take talk. Send boy body to the grip bar. Them boy, they have no brave. Them and them girl,
rock. Monster murder them blood clots. Jump up for life on a TikTok. Where them I do? Where them I try? My road will fly into the sky. Gun me no borrow, me money buy. My dick will die. Flex. Where them I do? Where them I try? My road will fly into the sky. Gun me no borrow, me money buy. My dick will die.
Warlord. Back to start, let's see what them gone again. Gangsta for life, we can't come again. Yes, bring them home again. 7, 8, 9, 10, get gone again. Where them a go do now, the thugs them can again. Yeah, man I perform again. The girls them love for me go on again. Fire for your man and your man again.
Where them a do, where them a try. My road will fly into the sky. Gun me no borrow, me money buy. My road will fly. Where them a do, where them a try. My road will fly into the sky. Gun me no borrow, me money buy. My deep is die. Anyway,
let them know that, yeah. You know when I talk again, talk about the boss again. You know when I said that it. Gangsta for life, alliance, yeah.
All right, run out real quick. Let me give you some updates real quick. This is the little tour I'm gonna be going on. We play these dudes in the background, man. Oh, creep with me. Hey, everybody, for being patient. Okay, MB Promotions and UGDAC Presents, which I don't know what the hell that is. Actually, the official Two-Man Army Management Group presents the official Two-Man Army the Takeover Tour, featuring Young Ron, Young R, and also Third World. Got a lot of acts going to be following us around, you know what I'm saying? Tonight, you're going to be at the Palladium Nightclub, out down on, I believe that's on Armenia. Tomorrow, we'll be at the Good Luck Cafe. And the 24th, we'll be at the Iris Collins Bash. The 25th, we'll be at Club Nouveau. And the 26th, we're at the Blue Shark. 28th, we're over in St. Pete at the St. Petersburg Community College, Clearwater Campus. And then May the 2nd, we're back at Club Nouveau. And that's, of course, for John New's Florida Sex Symbols. That's part of the tour. Get your tickets early. You can call 727-678-3519. You can get a ticket to all the events. Play one price and get a ticket to all them clubs, man. It's a real good deal. Or go to www.theofficial2manarmy.com. You got groups such as 360, G-Mob, John New, Shay Allen, Short D, Reeves, Eddie K, Vision, Bonnie Von Shay, Supply, Queen D, Country Cuz, and a whole bunch.
We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground.
Fuck half. Sorry about that, people. I got cut the fuck off. I'm back. But right after this song, we get into the nutty news, man.
Haters everywhere we go, where we go, haters going down.
for my thing like a razor. Blade come clean like a shaper. So I guess I'll get a game of taper. But everybody gon' feel the need to say something. But can't speak up whenever you face them. That's what you call microphone gangsters. Yeah, I got a mokey dope. Yeah, I'm raw, you know my flow. Cause folks be acting extra hard like a Viagra overdose. Talking that noise on all them songs. A bunch of little boys, but y'all look grown. Those niggas there and these niggas there. It really don't matter cause they all just clones. Go to school, read a book, be a lawyer. Hell yeah, man, I'm all for the cause. I ain't trying to get involved with the law, sir. But a nigga will get caught with the mo-mo. And that just ain't a threat on the song. Don't get it wrong, I'm protecting my own. Cause niggas that slip, they don't last long. We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count. One. Looking at the ground. Two. I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
Haters talk, but they don't care. Bet you got you a bird and you see a letter. Bet you got you a house, haters hating on me. Cause I'm OG, big boss of the South. Got more diamonds, got more wheels. Do more shining, stack more chips. I'm just riding straight profiling. Yeah, I'm smiling with your bitch. VIP, don't touch my shit. They with me, that's my clear. Shake them haters, watch me stunt. Now all at once, suck my dick. They know what we came for. AK to yo. They got me under investigation. They say I slang dope.
We got them going down for the town. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
One.
Looking at the ground.
Two.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
When I'm around, you ain't even got a word to say. And you was telling your folks you're gonna murder me. Kept me going to the car, already heard it play. Y'all looking at a man, I'm looking at churn. Ball like a motherfucker, what is you doing? New Orleans, my city long been ruined. Watch yourself, you coming down your turn. You know what it is, you been down that path. Getting the shit that these clowns don't have. Like buying the ball and putting it on my cap. Hit around me, even on my staff. You a mama boy, nigga, you ain't too rough. Back in the hood, you didn't have no nuts. Me and my people used to beat you up. Now you're on time to beg you too much.
Too much, too much, too much. We got them going down for the count. Looking at the ground. That's why we got haters. That's why we got haters. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
One.
Looking at the ground.
Two.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go. Haters going down for the count.
When everything is just right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear, like,
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
Yeah, it's nothing new today. Time for the nothing news. Yeah, y'all already know it's time for the news. Nothing news is brought to you apart by nothingnewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. And for all my fellas out there that's hanging out, you know what I'm saying, in Tampa, Florida, make sure you go check out,
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kite. Oh,
tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the crazy kite, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo! Titties!
What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock strip clubs. You can find them two locations, one on the
west. All that advertising, free advertising, brother. Gotta get paid for that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Goofy Bo. Gotta call this motherfucker up too, man. Some bitch ain't been calling into the show. So of course, you know, if you don't call me, people, damn it, I call you. You know what I'm saying? So hold on a second. We got some motherfucking gang star, you know what I'm saying? AKA Guru, gonna be playing, you know what I'm saying, coming up. There's nothing new that the day started. Foist, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And let me get this in the background. Let me hear you see. Yeah. Some Goofy Bone and Bruce in the background. All right, here we go, people. Let's start this thing on. First of all, let me call this motherfucker. Hold on. Goddamn phone. Well, trying to call Goofy, but the mother ain't answering his phone, so it's all good. And two middle fingers out to the punk-ass motherfucking President Bush, or ex-President Bush, excuse me, cut my motherfucking whole tongue out. And ex-President goddamn suck a lot, Bill Clinton, who got their pasty faces asses up on TV talking about, hey, please fill out the census. Need to be counted. Fuck that. How the hell you gonna account for some shit that, you know what I'm saying, babies born every motherfucking 2 minutes, you know what I'm saying, out of just in homes and shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there ain't no way you gonna be able to motherfucking, you know, even get a gist of how many people living in this motherfucker. You got so many illegal aliens in this bitch, you know what I'm saying, not saying Mexicans, not saying Haitians, not saying Somalians, not saying Indians, Arabians. God damn it, everybody who they let up in this motherfucker. And you're really finding it out when you go and get your goddamn driver's license. Downhill? Shit. I'm gonna go get my driver's license. I was laughing so fucking hard. But you think that goddamn passport means something? Shit. Nothing. Yeah, I don't give a damn if you're trying to go update your address. You better have your mom, your mama, your granddaddy, and your granddaddy's daddy's information, because they're putting it on your ass. I went in, I had to bring my business license, my vehicle registration, my social security card, birth certificate, you know what I'm saying, like 4 or 5 different pieces of information just to verify, you know what I'm saying, all the information to match up. So they're getting tired of the motherfucking identity theft and bitches using fake driver's license and all that shit. They're going to put something on your ass. So that's what's going down. All right, let's take this thing on over here to Hilton Head Island. Yeah, we're the smartest crook in the world. Yeah, right. Bank robber escapes on foot. Yeah, because the getaway car won't start. Oh, man. A man matching the description of a bank robbery suspect approached someone in the parking lot of the Red Roof Inn less than a block from the bank to ask for a jump. Yeah, that person became aware of the police presence in the area and called to report a suspicious man in the parking lot. Robert Williams McKelvey, 43, was arrested on charges related to the bank robbery. Sorry, people. I got to interrupt the music. Yeah, this is the first award today.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, come on, people. Come on. Come on, people. All right, just come on. Are we going to get any stupider than that? I mean, that was just the first one. Wow. All right, let's go on and keep it getting stupider. We're going where thousands join cleavage protest. Wow. Okay. Tens of thousands of women have signed up online to flaunt their cleavage in the face of an Iranian cleric's comments, with the numbers growing by the minute. What provoked her was a comment from an Iranian cleric who was quoted on April 16th as saying, "Many women do not dress modestly, led young women astray, corrupt their chastity, and spread adultery in society, which increases earthquakes." Alrighty then. So if any ladies out there want to whip them out and put them on the glass, go to tinychat.com /cleavage, and you'll find my special chat room set up just for you all that want to let it all hang out. Yeah. All right, just bullshitting with you. Let's go on over here to Hartford, Connecticut, where a man on pink scooter led police in pursuit. Right. A man was injured in a crash after leading officers in a pursuit while riding a pink scooter. Police say they attempted to stop him for questioning in connection with a recent rash of moped thefts. Hartford police said he fled from officers, leading police in a 25-mile-an-hour... I'm just bullshit. Because, bitch, that's the only fastest that fuck shit go. What in the hell? Officers chased the man for several blocks and said that he began throwing bundles of heroin while driving. Yeah. Boy, should I give him an award, people? Does he deserve an award? Yeah. Cleavage doesn't show the nips, at least. That's what I'm talking about. Teens claim UFO damaged their car. Alrighty. I think I'm more impressed with the Hooters than the ghost theory, but hey, let's go and check it out. And remember, people, if you like to add anything to the nuttynewstoday.com news, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MellyBTR. Join on the bridge, and yeah. You can add some funny stuff. Because we're in, according to the ghosttheory.com, two New Hampshire teenagers claim to have had their car picked up by a UFO, carried 180 feet away, and then dropped, causing severe damage to the underside of the car and windshield. Now, let me carefully think about this one. Since yesterday, I seem to have jumped the gun and claimed the UFO video shot in Dominican Republic was really awesome. Two teens are out on a date. The girl borrows her mother's car and takes it for a spin with her boyfriend. Fast forward to the end of the date and you have $5,000 worth of damage to the car and two hysterical teenagers. Reminds me of the time I almost flipped off a VW bug while trying to... What the fuck are you talking about? All right, anyways, keep fucking moving. The hell he talking about? When I hear your fucking humor, guy, you report the news, all right? I fucking provide humor. Let's see. MUFON New England State Director Steve Fermi confirmed his investigation of the case today by telephone and said witness interviews had been completed. The 18-year-old and 16-year-old both offered testimony about their encounter. The two used the girl's mother's car and went to a Laconia destination that has not been released. We were just sitting there and looked up at the moon. I saw this weird black-shaped object, and then I said to my boyfriend, "What was that?" He put his penis away. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I'm just bullshitting. Both accounts describe the same incident. They saw an object coming toward them from the sky and began to panic when they attempted to drive away. The car they operated was lifting off the ground. Both describe an odd smell, probably because you both shitted on yourself, during the incident. When the car hit the pavement 150 feet away, the windshield cracked and airbags deployed. Fermini said there was no damage to the body of the car, but there was about $5,000 damage to the underside of the car. The male witness described the UFO. I don't know how to explain this, but it turns into a ball when it wants to slow down and move around quickly. And when it wants to go fast, straight, it turns into a flat plate with maze box-shaped line lights. These were on all the time. He described attempting to drive away. The front end got picked up, and the car could not move. We steered left and right, but the car just kept going up into the air. When the car hit the ground, they drove quickly away to the girls' home, where the mother called the police. Fermini said there were 3-inch divots in the curbing at the impact point where the car hit the ground. He said further study would make the undercarriage body parts, which MUFON has retained from the body shop. Huh. National UFO Reporting Center. All right. Well, hey, people, you know, if there were scrape marks, I would be highly suspicious of the kids. If it was just dropped, one would have to ask why. This one would not take rocket scientists to analyze. These are comments coming. They couldn't come up with a better story. I was a teen once and spun many wild stories myself, but they're never blamed anything on a UFO. But how do you explain the whole fucking car not getting damaged in just the underbelly? I mean, what were they jumping the goddamn car over bumps and humps? You know what I'm saying? Because and this is another thing, people. If you get your car dropped from 180 feet in the motherfucking air, believe you me, I've jumped out of an airplane at 90 feet in the air, and that will break your legs if you don't fall properly. So dropping a vehicle, a 2,000-pound vehicle to the ground at 180 feet in the air, they wouldn't be driving that shit home. Yeah. Okay. Shouts out to the guest. Please go and sign up whenever you get the chance. Become a Blog Talk Radio friend, and you will love the network here. We are all a bunch of nutballs, but we love each other. Yeah. But that song, I got to find that kind of skeptical, people. Yeah. If you drop a car from 180 feet, I really don't think they would be sitting there. Yeah. All right. Let's keep on motherfucking moving. But shouts out to who was that to drop that in there? Florida UFOs for dropping that off in there. All right. Here we go. Let's go ahead and keep this thing moving. And, guests, just to let you know, man, you're in tune to the Nutty News of the Day, where I bring you news from around the world. And I mean the world. Go we over here in Novato, California. Shouts out to my homeboy, Goofy Boy. Well, hotel guest poses as IRS agent. Yeah, with a $55,000 bill. A woman who didn't pay for her bill at a hotel for 2 years while posing as an IRS agent was granted probation. Yeah, right. Federal judge also ordered the woman to pay $55,000 to the owners of the Inn Marin Hotel in Novato, California. The woman, Cheryl Lynch Bertach, in February had pleaded guilty to impersonating a federal officer. And y'all only gave this bitch probation. What kind of fag shit is that? Now, you do that down here, impersonate just a police officer, and see if they won't try to send your ass up the road for a couple of years. Yeah, all right, Los Angeles, California. Anybody know who Heather Locklear is? Yeah, well, she's charged in a hit and run on a street sign. Fucking drunken ass. Yeah, actress Heather Locklear allegedly crashed her car into a street sign near her home last weekend and failed to report the early morning wreck. Locklear, 48 and looking pasty, was ticketed for a misdemeanor hit-and-run offense, but her lawyer said it was not clear she was behind the wheel. Motherfucker, she's the only one in the goddamn car. How the fuck she wasn't behind the wheel? What kind of fag shit is that for a lawyer to say? Well, yes, she was the only one in the vehicle, but we don't absolutely know she was behind the wheel. No, motherfucker, because she crashed the goddamn car. Apparently, she wasn't behind the wheel. She let the bitch go and tried to hit a line or two. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Crackhead. Keep it moving. Employee is injured in shooting. Yeah, fired. Fucking right. Can't take a bullet. You're getting fired. Fucking fag. What kind of fag can't take a bullet? You know what I'm saying? Just bullshitting. Mickey Oldham said she was fired from Von Maur. Oldham was working at the department store when 19-year-old Robert Hawkins opened fire on the third floor. He shot 12 people, killing 8 and wounding 4 before killing himself. Rather than full-time hours, she's been working 2 4-hour shifts a week. A statement from Von Maur says the company regrets having to fire her. Damn. Yeah, bitch, you should have got fired on it. You would have just been sitting back chilling. You know what I'm saying? Sucking up unemployment and reaping the benefits. You know what I'm saying? Or getting a bullet in your ass. Yeah. There you go. What happened? Oh, shouts out to Guillo. Guillo. Is that Spanish? Guillo. Oh, okay. That's what it do. Let's see. He's on the deli. You got to get favored. And go to your D-mail. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, shouts out to Guillo, Miss Computer Lady, Miss PC Bow. Up in this mofo flipper. Well, I had it. Y'all already know. Excuse me for a second, people. I gotta fucking put my foot on the gas. We gotta ride out. You guys ready?
See if you bastards can do 90.
Oh. Yeah, I'm still a throwback, man. I gave up my Yugo and traded it in for
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
You know what I'm saying? Put a goddamn Bud Light cooler in there. Even though I don't drink Bud Light, you know what I'm saying? Commercials always say that's something cool to drink. It gets the ladies. Not, I got a refrigerator full of weed. You know what I'm saying? That gets the ladies. All right, let's keep this moving, man. We all the way over here in Australia. Oi, or one of them Australians saying, good day, mate. Yeah, there you go. Good day, mate. Where a cheese ball murderer has been jailed for 18 years. God damn, how does he get death by a cheese ball? Okay, a Sydney woman who murdered a pedestrian for throwing cheese balls at her car has been jailed until at least 2027 and giving Sarah May Ward a minimum sentence of 18 years and 9 months and a maximum of 25 years. A judge said she used her car as a weapon when she ran Eli Westlake down in June 2008. God damn. What kind of shit is that? You run a bitch over for cheese balls? What kind of paint job you had? Damn. That's fucked up. Let's go to Saudi Arabia. Doesn't get any nastier than this. Because a girl, 12 years old, wins divorce from 80-year-old husband. Yeah, you old nasty perverts down here be trying to sleep with 16-year-olds. Uh-huh. Go to Saudi Arabia and get your old 12-year-old. Yeah. What kind of shit is that? 12-year-old Saudi girl has won a divorce from her 80-year-old husband, in a case that may help to introduce a minimum age of marriage in the kingdom for the first time. The girl's unusual legal challenge to the arrangement generated international media attention and scrutiny of Saudi Arabia's record of child marriages. I mean, who the fuck is letting their goddamn 12-year-old marry an 80-year-old ball dragger? You know what I'm saying? Fucking ball dragger. What kind of shit is that? What the fuck is y'all going on, man? All right, let's go on next to our Heavenly Angel over here in Washington, D.C. You know what I'm saying? Well, get the government out of my fucking doghouse. Yeah. The Food and Drug Administration issued a reminder to consumers to toss out bones from their meals rather than feed them to their pets. Some people think it's safe to give dogs large bones, like those from a ham or a roast, said Carmela Stamper. But a veterinarian in the Center for Veterinary Medicine at the FDA says bones are unsafe no matter what their size. Fuck been lying to y'all. People, if you let the goddamn government control your goddamn growing up habits, then fucking go and be a part of them. But if you stop giving goddamn bones, natural fucking bones, to your goddamn dog, the dogs that grown up for the past 32 years that I've goddamn owned fucking pets, you know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers are healthier eating table food and all the shit that you goddamn eat, versus trying to go and buy some fucking Purina One and all that old horse shit, feeding it to your goddamn dogs, getting them all blowed up on the shit that's swelling your goddamn kids up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the bullshit right there. People, fuck the government. Don't listen to them. Fucking lying to you. They're already putting goddamn tainted beef, you know what I'm saying, in the supermarket. So if you get sued, I mean, if you get sick, you know what I'm saying, I read that the other day. Motherfuckers is trying to sell tainted, nasty, lead-filled beef to Mexico. And motherfuckers say, hell no, we don't want that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why we sent our trash to the United States, because we tired of you motherfuckers sending us bullshit, killing our people. You know what I'm saying? Then they turn around and sell it to the U.S. markets. So, yeah, I just called goddamn Goofy Bone a son of a bitch. Ain't answering his damn phone. Pick up your phone, you asshole. Oh, sorry, like he can hear me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Did I read this one? Hold on. We got another late-breaking news from images at earth.com, earthcam.com. Use the Space Needle webcam to see what's up, what's down, and what's across the stunning Pacific Northwest. You are currently looking 105 degrees southeast. So don't tell me we can fucking zoom in and watch people walking on the fucking street. Probably because that's Google Earth. And, yeah, let's zoom the fuck in. Here we go, people. We're zooming the fuck in down to street level. Let's see how far we can go. Fuck it. Ain't this a bitch? I mean, where is your privacy at? You know what I'm saying? If a bitch can motherfucking zoom into your shit this close, wow, ain't that about a bitch? This is real time. This is real time shit too, ain't it? Ain't this a bitch? View a previous day. Fuck a previous day. Zoom in Seattle landmarks. Ain't that a bitch? Go to Earth Cam, people. You guys want to, you know. Well. Alright, let's go to spaceneedle.com. See what the hell that is. Alright, welcome to the Space Needle webcam. Ain't this a bitch? It can go into downtown. Fuck it, let's go downtown. Click into it. God damn it. Fuck it. Let's move down. Wow, that is some hot shit there. That is really some kind of cool shit. Scary, but cool. People, I know you're wondering what the fuck am I talking about. I'm on spaceneedle.com, where you can click images and see real-time images of somebody's goddamn city. I don't know where the fuck is that, but yeah. But if you go to GoogleEarth.com, you can be on Google Earth, and it does the same thing. You have the
you have to pay for it. You pay about $400. Hell, you can see me sitting in my room jacking off. You know what I'm saying? Hey, get out my window. Keep it moving, people. You know, there's a toilet paper shortage. You guys got to slow up wiping your ass, all right? I mean, shit. A shortage of high-quality paper for recycling could mean scratchy toilet tissue. To keep consumers happy and avoid any chafed rear ends, companies are now on a quest to find new paper supplies. The problem is, consumers once could fill up large bins with their recycled newspapers, magazines, and print paper, but as electronic communication surges, these sources of recycled paper are becoming scarce. Wow. Well, go ask the fucking Amish people. God damn it, they still read news. What the hell, they don't even read newspapers. My bad, can't even fuck with the Amish people. Go, hell, I don't even know what the fuck you can fuck with now, you know what I'm saying? Wow, can't wipe your ass pretty soon, people. You're going to have to be using one of those bidets. Install a bidet in your house now. I got a special on bidets. I'll install it for $19.95. It comes complete with your own water hose. And stand that I hook up from the outside and run it up into your toilet. Hey, fucking bidets, man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody know what a bidet is? Yeah. Right. Oh, wow. All right. I don't use Google Earth, people. I apologize. I really don't want to be looking at somebody's asshole from space. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know what's out there. All right, let's keep going next door to Washington, or in D.C., that is, where a speaker says, building a brighter future for Americans. Yeah, also a robber. Right. 3 weeks after he and dozens of others, including top-ranking Obama administration officials, spoke in the nation's capital about building a brighter future for Americans, 20-year-old DeMarco Scott robbed a electronic store at gunpoint. Yeah. The month before, he had been a student presenter during a conference aimed at tackling issues such as job creation and economic stability, transportation and infrastructure, and housing stabilization in cities and towns across the country. He's clearly showing you how he's stimulating the economy and trying to make it stable. He's also demonstrating job creation, because if it wasn't for the person at the observing him and calling the police, which created another job, which also created a job for transportation, which would lead to a stable infrastructure, which now provided him with some good housing stabilization, which would be in the jailhouse, I think he did his job. He didn't lie. He's helping to build a brighter future for fucking Americans. Getting his dumb ass out the way so somebody else can go in the electronic store and steal something. Yeah, on camera. Fucking assholes. Boy, y'all some goddamn idiots. All right. This might be the last one, people. Let's smell it. Bartlett, Illinois. Man smears feces on parking ticket. Yummy. 22-year-old man was charged with disorderly conduct after allegedly smearing feces on a parking ticket and sending it back to a village payment box in northwest suburban Bartlett. Alexander J. Bailey of Medinaw, who faces a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct, was released on $5,000 bond and will appear on a preliminary hearing June 1st. That is some nasty shit. And I'd probably, if I was the one that opened it up, I'd probably be going to his house and kicking his ass. Yeah, well, fuck it. Last but not least, we're in Perth, not Australia, but Perth, Scotland, where a woman who lost her purse is arrested. Yeah, because this dumbass Scottish chick, said a woman who visited the station to collect her lost purse was arrested immediately for possession of cocaine Yeah, found inside the bag, you dumbass. Authorities in Perth said Katrina Pearl, one of them fucked up names, 29, pleaded guilty Tuesday to possession of $23 worth of cocaine and was ordered to pay a $460 fine. Who the fuck, first of all, has $23 worth of cocaine? They only sell them 20 bags. How the fuck you get a $23 bag of motherfucking cocaine? What kind of shit is that? Where do they do that at? All right, people. All right, well, check this out. As promised, man. R.I.P. to my homeboy, Gangsta. You know what I'm saying? That is Do It For Your Nutty News Today, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. Please go and check it out for yourself. And like I always say, people, don't never believe what the fuck I'm saying. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This is a little Gangsta, man. R.I.P. to my dog, Guru, who passed from motherfucking cancer. You know what I'm saying? Went into cardiac arrest and took it on to the next war. So what we finna do is get into a couple of motherfucking hits right here for my dog. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, DJ Uncle F, man, is doing a tribute, you know what I'm saying, to the late, great Gangsta group, also Guru, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10. Y'all check that out. It's going to be a hot show. If you can make it, make it. If not, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Check out the archive because it will be available. This is Thoughtless Thursday with your host. Cat fucking smells so good, and we is getting into it. You know? Yeah. Y'all don't remember who Gangsta is. Guru. After these two songs, man, y'all going to remember who he is, man. R.I.P., homie.
I fell in love with this ill chick. Sweating me for money, my name in the bills, Nick. My homeboy told me drop her cause it would be to my benefit. She used to say I'd better quit hanging with those derelicts. Romancing is my thing, but I can swing with no scheming hoes. Wherever my Beamer goes, you know that I'm driving. Surviving in the 90s is a must, so I trust that everyone listen up. As my vocals give thrust, I bust my rhymes first. Never chasing a skirt, do much work while other suckers need more time to rehearse. Now back to the ex-girls, ex-lovers, ex-friends. It made me mad to find that she was only after my ends. She phones me and goes on about her new life now. I wish she knew by now. I think she's busted, let's discuss it. When I was with her, no trust, just fights. Just the he say, she say, and the neighborhood highlights. Now I got my new girl, or as I say, my baby doll. But still I'm getting crazy cause my ex-girls got balls. Don't wanna play the field cause I get loving at home base. Don't give me no long face, just exit with grace. You and I are the past, they love thee. Much respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl cause I'm on with the next girl.
This girl's with me. So good.
Next.
This girl's 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 so good.
She had much loot, liked to buy me fresh dip gear, liked to have me near, cause of my savoir faire. The time we shared was brief, cause I needed relief from her high class antics and all her conceit. Now she's crying wolf and I like don't wanna hear that. I told her the bare facts when things started out. She whines and she pops about how I did her bad, yo. But she tried to buy me, even tempt me with the honey. I fell for a sec cause her clothes were real fly. I could almost feel I would give in to her whims. Her thoughts were erratic, sporadic, crazy in nature. I told her, hey, look, yo, I can no longer date you. Tried to pimp me with bent and fell short, your shit sank. Many thanks for the time and the watch and the link. You and I are the past, c'est la vie. Not respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl, cause I'm straight with the next girl.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
And gave her your number. You asked her how's my sister, then asked her how's my brother. Didn't ask about my father, cause you know he ain't like ya. Every time I left for your crib, he'd really get hyped. But the advice you used to give me makes much sense now. I can't believe I used to let you break my confidence now. You used to ask me why the hell did I wanna live in Brooklyn. You messed up my flow, although you were good looking. Your styling was fly, and this was the problem. Cause back in the day, she had me scheming and robbing to get her things to wear, so when she went to the club, all eyes were on her, and who me? I just bust, caught in between feeling proud or feeling more like a sucker. Had to go undercover, get away, and find another. Been in Brooklyn 9 years and been around the world too. I've seen so many fly girls and I knew just what to do. I went from X to the next, took my time with each one. And you know they still love me, so stop yelling me, hun. I went home to see my moms and I saw you at the bus stop. Must I stop? Nah, I think not. You and I are the past, c'est la vie. Much respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl and I'm out with the next girl.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking
God damn, shouts out to Ireland up in this motherfucker. Kathy Ireland. Hey, man, shouts out to all my Ireland people out there. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you. You know, I'll be trying to find out people's languages and shit. Abakabar, you know what I'm saying? First off, Abakabar, my Singaporeans out there. You know what I'm saying? Alexander. Blow me down to my homeboys out there in Pennsylvania, Easy Rider. Go to www.bit66.com, man, to have your chance of winning Apple iPod or anything like that, you know what I'm saying, for just 50 cents. 50 cents per bid, man, you can be a lucky winner. Shouts out to all the winners on that, you know what I'm saying. Big ups to Florida UFOs, you know what I'm saying,
Ni hao. Yeah, my bad. Ni hao. Ni hao, motherfuckers. Konnichiwa. You know what I'm saying? Going down. Yeah. Vigets. Alo. Changpang, Hongpang Hong, Ping Chang Pong Pong Chang. That's all my people who could understand whatever the fuck I just said. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. Hey, you're back into one more. You know, this is called Take It Personal. We're going to get into one more call. You know my steeds. This is Gangstar, man. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. If y'all didn't know, click that link, man. You know what I'm saying? This is one of hip-hop icons that helped shape the music today. You know what I'm saying? Well, not the music today, because this fag-ass bullshit that these motherfuckers is rapping about, Lil Stain and ITs and all these other fag-ass motherfuckers, man. This is hip-hop right here, people.
Undermine me and backstab me, but I can see clearly now the rain is gone, the pain is gone, but what you did was still wrong. There was a few times I needed your support, but you tried to play me like an indoor sport, like basketball, tennis, pool, whatever. All I know is that you attempted to be clever. Nevertheless, cleverness can't impress, cause now you've been exposed like a person undressed. And I can see through you, cause I'm the guru. And what you gonna do when I start to step to you? Cause when I take you back, I'll be hurting you. And this ain't no threat, so take it personal. You can't own no loops. It's how you hook them up and the rhyme style true. So don't even think you could say someone bit off of your weak beat. Come on, you need to quit. I flip lines and rhymes that never sound like yours. There ought to be laws against you yapping your jaws. Originality overflows in me, and the truth is that you wish you could live the life I live and kick the lyrics I kick. But bear in mind that you can't think this quick, so Premier drops beats for me to say verses to. And if I sound doper, then take it personal. I don't come around the way like I used to. I don't have time these days. I'm keeping busy making power moves. And don't try to say I don't remember you. You shouldn't let your jealousy show like that. I stopped coming by because of the way you act. Telling my business to kids I don't even know. You're like a daytime talk show, and that's low. So you can tell everyone that I'm judging you. And if you don't like it, kid, take it personal.
Motherfucking off the bridge. You know what I'm saying? Ia gostaria de conversar em português. Heish. Vil du chata pa svenska. And I don't know what the hell I'm saying, but fuck it. We're going to keep it running. Oye, quieres charlar en español? What else we got here? We got, oi. Oi, mate. Fancy a bit old chat then. Hey, voulez-vous pour discuter en francais? Okay. Yeah, that's right. Fucking right. Here we go. We fucking go fucking crazy. How are you in over 425 languages? Let's cue up the fucking music, people. Yeah. Well, hold on. I got to give y'all a commercial. Hold on.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what
vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box, overnight, guaranteed.
It's brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food, it's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore!
If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
B,
if you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your time.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write out the check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
All right, we got a challenge, people. Somebody wants me to talk Lindbergh. All right, what the fuck is Lindbergh? Is that on the list? Let's see if fucking Lindbergh on the list. Hell. What the fuck is Lindbergh? Ain't no Lindbergh on the list, man. The hell is Lindbergh? We got Latin, Latvian, Lenape, Lepcha, Lufa, Lingala, Lingua, Lisu, Lithuanian. What the hell is Lindbergh? Oh, yeah. Harry Potter language. Nobody don't speak no goddamn satanic ritual, goddamn Harry Potter shit. You know, as a matter of fact, this is what I think of Harry Potter.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Yeah, that's something. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Goddamn Harry Potter. We don't do Harry Potter here in Tampa, brother. We don't read those books. Sorry. Let's try a couple of them out, people. How about that? You know, I'm a freaking language freak. You know what I'm saying? All about the languages. D.I. Dewitt. Hello in Irish. Oh. D.I. Dewitt. Yeah, I thought Lindbergh was cheese. Lindbergh of cheese? Oh. Check this out. We're going to start at the top. 425 languages in 5 minutes. Imagine that. I'll buy that for a fucking dollar. All right, this is Aberdonian. This is Aberdeen, Scotland. Fit-like. And this is how you say, how are you? Fit-like. If a motherfucker come up to me and said fit-like, I'd be like, well, you know, I just worked out last night. No, man, I'm pretty fit. I'm feeling all right. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? How are you? Oh, my bad. That was how are you. Yeah. Acateco, which is San Miguel, Acatan, Guantanamo, Guatemala. At nighttime, you would say, Vach me quest. I howl. That ain't how the other said. That's how I be spitting all over you saying it. And the answer is Vach. How about Aichi?
which is Baja Verapaz, Guatemala. It's a Bach. Wah. It's a Bach. The answer is it's Manat Mantioch. Yet. Mantioch, yet. And that was the answer. If you want to say fine, it's Mantioch. I'm fine. Okay. We speaking Achi. What the fuck that is. Over here to Acholi. Acholi in Uganda. Ning Ning. Ning Ning. Achuar, Ecuador. Pujamik. Pujamik. You call me a Pujamik? What you call me? What you call me? Talking about my mama. Oh. And you would say answer in Pujajai. Pujajai. Pujamik. Pujajai. I see people, I don't know if the, you know, J's are silent or do you say them all out. You have to go and I'll figure that out for yourself. Adagia, what the fuck is Adagia? North Caucasus, Mideast Turkey. Sitwofad. I don't know. Fuck, man, let's get the hell out the A's. There's a million goddamn languages. Let's go to Chickasaw, Oklahoma. Yeah, Ishnoako. Chukma. Achukma Akini. Which means I'm well in Oklahoma. They say that in Oklahoma? All right. In Zimbabwe, they say Yuri Raiti, 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 Ruboa, Hiri, Indy Ripto, and Makadi, Maknini. Okay, we covered a lot of these. Hohandit. Covered that in Afrikaan. Creole. Imona Natwa. Kuma di Cooper Kerpu is Criolla. What the hell is Criolla? I ain't never heard of some of these places. Really, I ain't heard of none of these motherfucking places. On me. Dutch. Who gandit? Who is dit? Dutch Belgium. Wow. All right, people, shit, y'all want to get just as confused as me, go to users.elite.net, and hell, you can shit get just as tongue-twisted as I just did. Yeah, big ups, man. I'd like to thank everybody for coming through. Alexander, 84, Easy Rider, Florida UFO, UFOs, get y'all. Welcome to the show, you know what I'm saying, Heavenly Angel, Side 9, Miss Computer Lady. And everybody who came through, man, you know what I'm saying? Come back through tomorrow for Freak the Fuck Out Fridays, and we're going to freak the fuck out together. Him Dong Dai, Cold You Wafa Moose, Wah, some long ass shit. Yeah, there you go. Cold Waf Shush Moose Mlam Wah. Yeah, whatever the hell I just said in Laos, Thailand. Peace out. Much love to everybody. Got one more song, man. I guess we'll end this with Mr. Janu of Coast. You know what I'm saying? Coming up May 2nd. Now look out for the show, man. It's going to be going down real big at Club Nouveau. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big for the Florida Sex Symbols. And this song right here will be live up in the building.
DJ
Party Time.
You're a DJ.
Like a dog, like
Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be back. Super D, I'm on the grind.